Aboriginal Australians who thought they might finally be recognised in the Constitution have been told that it's not going to happen this year. There had been hopes that a referendum on Indigenous constitutional recognition would be held in conjunction with the next federal election. Concerns that there is not enough community support to achieve success has led to the government's announcement that the referendum will be postponed. Instead, the government will introduce an act of recognition into Parliament.
Well, we understand that there isn't sufficient awareness in the Australian community about the need to recognise Indigenous Australians in the Constitution. So we have decided instead, as an interim measure, to introduce an act of recognition into the Parliament. And I certainly think this will be an important way to build support for the constitutional recognition of Australia's First Peoples, something that we certainly believe, and I think there's a view across the Parliament, we think that that would be a very positive step.
That was Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin on ABC News discussing delaying the referendum in order to build community awareness of the change. Trudy Maluga, State Secretary at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, however, disagrees. She says delaying the referendum only highlights how the government has kept ignoring Aboriginal issues.
The alternative Jenny Macklin has come up with is to put an act of recognition through Parliament. Now, that really puts down the real needs of Aborigines across Australia. We're not really good enough to be put into the Constitution. Unless we get, a callous little empty statement in Parliament, I just think it's appalling.
Robbie Thorpe, director of TreatyRepublic.org, says that constitutional recognition isn't the only way to recognise the rights of Indigenous people. Instead, he feels that a treaty is the only way to gain full recognition.
We need to be recognised, but I don't think attaching us onto the Constitution is the right way to go. Australia's the only Commonwealth country of 76 Commonwealth countries not to have a treaty with its original people. I think that's pretty fundamental. If we was to be just attached to the Australian Constitution or involved in some way, we may lose our, take away our sovereign rights and other things. So I really don't believe that Aboriginal people are in a position at this present time to go with that referendum the way it is. You know, I would much prefer to see a treaty in place first, and that's an internationally scrutinised treaty process.
But at the end of the day, if we can't even get constitutional change, how are we going to get a treaty? But we will never give up on that thought. We will continue to fight for the treaty. You know, I suppose at the end of the day, if a treaty is achieved, that's when our struggle will continue and Australia will really become a nation. But until that happens, and we're here to comment on the constitutional change, which turned into being a talk fest.
Trudy Maluga. Ms Maluga said if the government was serious about enacting constitutional recognition for Indigenous Australians, it would have promoted the change to broader Australia. She questions if the government was serious about this change to begin with. With so many different groups of Indigenous Australians, I asked her what she thought was going to bring them all together to achieve the progress that's needed in this complicated campaign for recognition of Australia's First Peoples.
We need to be respected and we need to have our rights back. Pull out that intervention from the Northern Territory. That doesn't seem to be advancing that mob. Return their land and give and reinstall the Racial Discrimination Act up there. Look, I just think that it's the time that Aborigines across Australia have become too complacent and that we need to stand up as one people and tell this government that we are the First People. We need to be respected and we need to have ongoing say in how our country is run.
Trudy Maluga, State Secretary at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, ending that report.